I invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, we desperately need a word from you, a word that will help us live in these challenging days, a word that will give us hope, fill us with love, and give us reason for joy. So, O God, speak, so that through my words, your word might be heard. Open our ears, our minds, our hearts. Amen. Lighting has always intrigued me. From the time I was a little girl, I've been drawn to light. My favorite rooms in the house have always been the rooms with the most windows. Windows unencumbered by heavy drapes or dark shades. Windows that allow light to come in and allow me to see out into the world. Proper lighting allows us to see more clearly so we don't stumble or fall. But it can also bring out beauty in a work of art, in a particular space, or even in a person. Light has a way of lightening things. And it doesn't always come from bulbs or candles. Sometimes light comes in the smile of a little child or in the beauty of God's creation. And yes, light has a way of revealing things. We often say that we are going to shed light on a situation. Light lifts our spirits and gives us hope. How often have we heard in recent days or even said ourselves, there is light at the end of the tunnel, a way of expressing our belief that there are better days to come. At this time of year especially, lights lift our spirits. Lights on Christmas trees, on houses, bushes, lampposts, lights inside and out, the more the merrier. My favorite lights, though, are the candles we place in our windows, a tradition that goes back centuries and to years and times when people placed real candles in their windows on Christmas Eve as a way of showing that Christ was welcome in their home. There may not have been room in the inn for the Christ child, but lights in the candles of believers communicated clearly, Jesus is welcome here. Lights to welcome the one who is the light, the very light to which John the Baptist bore witness. In the words of today's gospel lesson, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light. He himself was not the light. The true light was coming into the world. In other words, John, who arrived just a few months before Jesus did, his second cousin, knew about the importance of lighting. Very specifically, he knew the source of true light. And he knew the importance of reflecting that light, bearing witness to that light. Knowing who we are in relation to the light of the world is crucial. Looking closely at John's story, I believe there is much we can learn about this work that we are called to, this work of lighting, and knowing about what it looks like to point the way to the light of the world. Think back to when John was born. You may remember that his mother's name was Elizabeth. She and Jesus' mother, Mary, were cousins. Both women were pregnant at the same time, unlikely scenarios. They encouraged and supported each other. And both of these women lost their sons to tragic deaths when they were just young men in their 30s. John, who had just as little time on earth as Jesus, made a difference. because he knew who he was, and he understood that knowing who he was not was just as important as knowing who he was. John was quite clear about his identity, quite clear about his role in life. He embraced his call as a way paver, as a voice in the wilderness. John knew he was the voice, the witness, the one who testified. But isn't it interesting? We never refer to John as John the testimony giver. We refer to him as John the Baptist, probably because reputations are built not on what we say, but on what we do. And what John did, because of his testimony, was baptize. John was unapologetic about his oddness, about his idiosyncrasies, his camel's hair clothing, his diet of locusts and wild honey. He was humble. From the get-go, he knew that he was not worthy to untie the thong of Jesus' sandal. He was courageous, willing to be in the trenches, not concerned about accruing accolades, supporting systems, or cultivating clout in high places. Of course, that got him into trouble. He dared to speak truth to power, to King Herod in particular, and he ended up with his head on a silver platter. Even though John's messaging was clear, consistent, even though he spoke with authority and authenticity, yet still the gatekeepers, the establishment, couldn't seem to figure out who he was. Perhaps because he didn't fit into any of their neat little boxes. So they kept asking, "Who are you?" "I'm not the Messiah." "Are you the prophet?" "No." "Elijah?" "No." "Who are you?" And he responded by saying, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." Of all the people John could have chosen to quote, he chose to quote the prophet Isaiah. I think it matters who we choose to quote. I think the people we choose to quote say a lot about what we value, what matters to us, what we consider important. Because I've been around for a while, many of you know who I like to quote. I quote Maya Angelou, Martin Luther King Jr., Mary Oliver, Emily Dickinson, Frederick Buechner, Eleanor Roosevelt, Ralph Waldo Emerson. John the Baptist chose to quote Isaiah. God's voice of hope and promise rang out through the prophet Isaiah to a people who were living in exile, to a people whose capital was still under siege, to a people feeling absolutely desolate and full of despair. Mind you, when Isaiah was prophesying to them, when he was speaking to them, Judah still had more than an entire century of captivity and desolation to endure. And we think 9 months of pandemic-related restrictions are unbearable. We need to put it in perspective. We need to realize what has gone before us, who has gone before us, and what people for centuries and generations have endured in the face of hardship and desolation and despair. Isaiah saw himself as one anointed by God to speak words of encouragement and hope to a people who desperately needed them. John the Baptist saw himself as one anointed by God as well, and both of these men recognized from whence their power and authority came, not from themselves, not from the world, but from God. John the Baptist spoke, actually he shouted, with passion and with fervor about what was to come, about who was to come. This season of Advent, in the midst of which we now find ourselves, focuses on the gift of what is to come, on the gift of what and who is to come. And I'm not talking about Christmas morning and opening presents. What if we looked forward to God's kingdom on earth with the same eagerness and excitement and anticipation as little children look forward to Christmas morning and the opportunity to open their first gift? What if we got as excited about change taking place within us, at the core of our very being, as we look forward to other people changing or things changing in our world? To be an Advent people, it's not just about pointing to Christ, but about living like him. Living as though he were already here. Living in many respects the way John lived. John the Baptist reminds us of who we are to be. Humble, yet courageous. Realistic, but willing to take risks. Willing to speak to power, willing to challenge what is going on around us, willing to take the second spot, to pave the way, to make changes. Like John, we are called to lay the groundwork that prepares the way for something bigger than we are. We are called to do more than simply prepare for ourselves, to shine light into dark places, revealing what needs to be addressed, revealing what needs to be changed. We are called to be lights, reflecting the light. Many times you've heard me quote these words of Maya Angelou, which talk about shedding that light. She reminds us, we do not win others to Christ by loudly discrediting what they believe, or by telling them how wrong they are and how right we are, but rather by showing them a light so lovely, they will want with all their hearts to know the source of it. Perhaps now more than ever, this is the kind of light we need to be showing. This is the kind of light we need to be reflecting, because now more than ever, lighting is everything. Amen.